It's that time of the year when we start madly looking around for receipts and paperwork for your tax returns. And over the years, we've talked about my famous shoebox. It was probably the brightest idea I've ever had in my entire life. You get a shoebox and put all your receipts in. At the end of the financial year, you pull out the ones that are, you know, that you've got to use for a tax return, and you've got them all into one place. And I guess the only thing I've got to do in the next couple of days, and I love this bit, I've got to go out and buy a new pair of shoes. Otherwise, I won't have another shoebox.
Oh, so you'll have two shoeboxes.
I've got about 10 shoeboxes. No, you've got to use a new one each year because the tax department demands that you keep the receipts for 7 years or so. You do that, don't you? You do keep your receipts for 7 years. So I'll go out and buy a new pair of shoes. I'm looking forward to that.
And you can claim tax on them.
We've talked about how exciting it is to shop at Officeworks at the moment and very, very crowded. And the other bloke, the other one we forgot to mention earlier was Jerry Harvey. Jerry Harvey's doing handstands. He actually had a commercial on last week thanking the government.
He did. Thank you very much, he said, Mr. Abbott.
I thought that was taking it just a touch far. But anyway, that's Jerry Harvey.
He can be cheeky.
All right. Now, Paul Clitheroe is the Executive Director of IPAC Securities and also the Chairman of the Federal Government's Financial Literacy Board. He's with us for a chat. G'day there, Paul.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, Paul.
It's that time of the year again, end of the financial year. I guess we should kick off by talking about this $20,000 tax deduction for small business. I do think some people thought it might have been you get actually $20,000, but it doesn't quite work like that.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Now, I've had a lot of people ring and email me saying, oh, fantastic, you know, I buy something for $20,000 and I get a gift of $20,000 from the tax commissioner. Now, that would be absolutely wonderful, but yes, we should clarify this. There is some confusion about it. So basically, if you're running a small business and, you know, you're running it in a company structure, which many businesses do, basically, you'll get a tax deduction at the company's rate of tax, which this year for small business is about 30%. So let's get this one right. So if I spend, let's say I spend $20,000 on a desk and a computer and chair for my office, whatever it might be, very expensive computer, by the way. But what will happen is that, yes, I will get a $20,000 tax deduction. And because inside my company this year I'll pay 30% tax, I will get back 30% of my $20,000, which is $6,000. So whatever you're spending, you're not getting 100% of it back.
No.
I'll be getting back the tax part.
Yeah. However, Paul, it's obviously gone gangbusters because I did notice the other day Jerry Harvey is running a commercial, and on the end of the commercial he says, thank you, government.
Yeah.
So he's obviously done very well.
And there's a 200-metre queue out the front of Officeworks this morning.
Oh, I tell you what, it's cool. Look, in the world of the share market, it's all insider trading and everyone goes to jail. But I just jokingly, look, if you'd actually known this was going to be announced, and obviously none of us did, you are quite right. You would have raced out and bought shares in things like Harvey Norman and JB Hi-Fi and so on. Because, look, absolutely, you know, are they doing some trading on the back of this tax break? Yes, they are. But look, so I think there's a couple of rules here, though, guys. The first thing is I've also had a couple of businesses racing out and buying stuff they don't need, looking to get a tax break. Now, that's just complete nonsense, okay? So, and don't forget this thing, it goes on for all of next year as well, by the way. So, yeah, look, if you need something before June 30th, and it can be, by the way, the other confusion is it's not one item up to $20,000. You can buy a series of items, or $10,000, or up to $20,000, if it matters. So it's not one $20,000 deduction. You can actually get that deduction as often as you like on any number of items, as long as you don't spend more than $20,000. So, for example, if you buy a work vehicle for, say, $40,000, obviously you can only claim $20,000 of that amount, but you can also buy yourself a new computer as long as it's under $20,000 and you can claim that as well. So if you need stuff, go and do it. But don't forget, this deduction's here all of next year, next financial year as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously don't buy stuff you don't need. Don't get into a panic. If you need it now, great. But if you need it in the next year or so, don't forget, this deduction is staying around for a while.
Okay, now, to our listeners, Paul, out there, who they've cleared off the kitchen table, they've got out the couple of spikes with the receipts on them.
And shoeboxes.
And they're sitting around doing their own tax return. I think probably a good bit of advice would be to go and see a tax agent, wouldn't it? And I think even the tax agent's fee is deductible.
Yeah, look, absolutely, guys. the thing that we do is we look, Bobby, mate, look, reality is what I say to people. If your situation is very simple, I do think the government's online tax, electronic tax the submitter, is absolutely fine. So if you're a PAYE, absolutely no trouble with going onto My Tax. The joy of My Tax is when you pop on there and you put in your tax file number, it actually preloads your electronic tax return with, you know, interest on bank accounts and things like that. You'll be quite shocked what the tax office knows about you as the downside.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all sitting there electronically. But, it, you know, but if you've got, you know, even mildly complicated affairs or you're not sure what you can claim, I think, you know, I think getting a little bit of tax advice is a great idea. You know, I still don't think people know that any of us can claim up to $300. You know, that's a tax deduction. It's not a gift. But you can claim up to $300 without receipts for work-related items. So in my case, I look, you know, what for me, it would be a subscription to a financial review. It would be pens, papers, journals, I mean, you name it. But it's not just the $300. So obviously I claim the $300. But I do also keep a bit of a list of, you know, of stuff that I need about my day-to-day doing what I do to make a living. I typically find at the end of the year, by the time I add all those little bits and pieces together, you know, it comes to $1,000 or more dollars. So let's not forget, you can claim $300 for work-related expenses without receipts, and you can claim more than that, as much as you can legitimately claim if you do have receipts. And don't forget, if you're a trader, you can even claim your dog, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, well, I've got to sit on the back of the truck, haven't
I? Yeah, you've got to guard the tools.
Hey, listen, also, Paul, it's the time with superannuation contributions at the end of the financial year, and as I understand it, the money, if you decided you're going to whack a bit in your super because it's towards the end of the financial year, it has to be in the account by the 30th of June.
Yeah, look, absolutely, guys. Superannuation is that very black and white. So, for example, if you're a small business, you can pop some, if you had a good year, popping some money into superannuation is a great idea. It'll go in at a 15% rate of tax. There are limits, though. Make sure you understand that one. It depends on your age, but minimum $25,000. If you're above 48, you can look at $35,000. Another big one for me is if you've got a spouse, a partner, who's called a low-income earner, that means they're earning a bit under $34,500. Please don't forget that for each dollar you put into that person, superannuation, let's say it's your partner, you put a dollar in, the government automatically adds 50 cents. Now, this caps out at $500, but if you put $1,000 into that person's superannuation fund, the government is going to add $500, and it's not very often you get an opportunity to get free money like that. So that's what it's called, the government superannuation co-contribution. And that one you can easily do literally online nearly immediately.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Good to always good to have a chat with you, Paul. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, guys.
No worries. Thank you, Paul. Bye.
Bye-bye.